Hockey is on the air.
Right in front, Lucius dangles and scores. He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major. It's creeping its way through the blue paint and in. Redirect, another fantastic stop. Slot shoots, one scores. Wow.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick, and dropping the ceremonial first puck tonight, the MVP of the 1990 Frozen Four, Mr. Chris Tansel. Always fun to see Tank out there.
Yeah, he could shoot it.
He could.
As I have said to you before, I've apologized numerous times when I've stepped on you on a goal and given a yoo-haw or whatever. In the 1990 championship, I was working at a station that's now part of your network. But anyway,
WTSO.
I was
Jack Swanson,
yep. And the score was 1-1 against Boston College. And Jack was kind of sitting behind the post, and Tank let one go, and it went right between the legs of the goaltender. And he went,
Jack didn't
and
see
I
it.
Go, he scores. And I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be on the highlight reel. I'm going to call the game-winning goal against. But the most exciting goal of that 1990 season was John Bice single-handedly scoring a shorthanded goal. It's like he danced on everybody's head on the way down the ice and then just went in and drilled it. It was awesome.
Badgers celebrating their 75th season on the ice. It's Skaters Night. That's why Chris Tansel dropped the puck. One of the better players in Wisconsin history. The first Hobie Baker Award winner, Blake Jeffrion, is in the building signing his new book, Legacy on Ice. Blake Jeffrion and the Fastest Game on Earth, written by Sam Jeffries. It's available at Bucky's Locker Room. Check it out. Badgers in their home white. Cardinal trim. Wisconsin diagonal down the chest. Wisconsin against Michigan. The Wolverines, maize and blue sweaters in their horned helmets. And the puck deflected down to the Michigan zone to our left. Played towards the goaltender, swatted away by Barcheski to the corner. Wisconsin's D. St. Foul waiting for it to squirt free. It does, but it's off his stick to the defenseman Truskett, who tries to outlet far side. Gathered in by Garrett Shifsky. Shifsky's a freshman from Andover, Minnesota, played for Waterloo in the USHL. He started tonight with Frank Nazar, and Josh Ernest, a transfer from St. Thomas. Badgers gain the puck at center ice, and D. St. Foul will dump in. Second line for the Badgers, Christian Fitzgerald, centering Quinn Finley and Simon Tassie. Tassie, big game last Friday, two goals, an assist, game winner with 2.5 minutes left to complete the sweep against Minnesota. Puck loose at center. Fitzgerald has it. Looking for help. Instead, flings it down to the left corner of the Michigan zone to our left. There's Tyler Duke. Transfer from Ohio State. Took a bump. Badgers out to center. Palatichuk refeeds the offensive zone. Minute gone by here. Good crowd so far at the Cole Center. They're going to open the upper deck for the series finale tomorrow night. Look out. Outman rush, Michigan. Here's Brindley now. Looking near side. Pass by Dylan Duke. Intended for McGroarty. Backside. Went off the skate of Palatichuk, who hammered Duke to the corner wall. Now Warren steps in. Shot low, saved by McClellan. Spins all the way out to the Wisconsin bench area to center ice, and Michigan has to touch up. Boy, that McGroarty, Brindley, Duke line can really fly. Very talented. You think about all the players that they lost from a year ago, but they just reload, much like Minnesota has. Michigan dumps it in right corner. Here's Stephen Holtz, senior defenseman from White Lake, Michigan, firing a shot that went wide. Gathered in by Nick Moldenhauer. Moldenhauer from Mississauga, Ontario. Former member of the Chicago Steel. Puck squirts free and Palatichuk behind his own net. Long bust out on the near side for Whitelaw. Deflected. Icing waved off. Bantle in on the forecheck. Turnover back behind the net. Charlie Stramel, first action in 3 weeks. Out to the point. The shot by Vorlicki muffed it. And then Bantle tried to pick it up in the slot. Chipped at it, but went behind the net. Badgers hold. Now Cleveland left point. Brady Cleveland's shot went through the wickets of a defenseman to the far side. Collected now by Michigan's T.J. Hughes and lifted out to neutral ice, and Cleveland back to get it as it rolls Wisconsin's way. 2.5 minutes in, no score.
I think you should explain to people that T.J. Hughes is no relation to the 12,000 other Hugheses that played at Michigan.
No kidding. Yep, here's a pass at center ice, nearly intercepted by Philip LaPointe. It is taken by LaPointe to Keenan Draper, son of Chris Draper, four-time Stanley Cup champion with the Detroit Red Wings. Michigan out high. Seamus Casey, fantastic offensive defenseman, flips one towards the slot intended for Draper, canceled out by Cleveland. Badgers get it back out to center. Tyler Duke reverses to Casey. Casey from Fort Myers, Florida. 4 goals, 14 points for Casey. Walks around Lotch, gets a quality shot on McClellan, who stops it and hangs on. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center. Michigan can score up front. Their defenseman couldn't pot the puck, too. Seamus Casey, the leading point getter among defensemen in the United States this season. He's third overall in points. In fact, Michigan has five of the top nine scorers in NCAA hockey. Steal. Oh, DeSane Fowle able to poke it off Brindley's stick. Now it's fed towards the Badgers' net. Intercepted there by Jugnov. Got it off to Lodge. Spun around to the far side. Lucius tried to chip it out with one hand. It got by the forward. And then back to neutral ice. Here's Cilia on the attack. Michigan back defensively nicely. Cilia takes a bump, finds an open man. DeSane Fowle centering pass for Lucius off the back skate of Truscott. DeSane Fowle tumbles down behind the net. Puck underneath him. Michigan able to pull it free. That's Gavin Brindley. Brindley outlets far side to Duke. Right wing now Holtz. He'll take the ice and skate ahead. The defenseman to McGroarty. Drop pass Brindley. Poke check by Wisconsin's defenseman Lodge. To the stick of Lucius. Blind pass back to the Badger blue line. Run down by Dylan Duke. And he'll dump it deep and Michigan will change. 3 minutes. Make that 4 minutes into the first period. Still no score. Michigan averaging 5.6 goals per game. That after scoring 19 in two games against Lindenwood last weekend. Had you erased those two games, they'd still be averaging 4.4 goals per game.
Yeah, it's not like they've played the little sisters of the poor by any stretch.
Here's the Badgers 2-on-2. Tassie backside. Finley scores. Excellent outlet to Tassie right wing. Finley hustled to the net. Tapped in. A beautiful feed by Tassie. 1-0 Wisconsin.
I was pretty surprised that Finley had that type of speed because not only was he in full flight, but he blew by the defenseman who was coming back at a pretty rapid pace. But give all the credit. He gave the couple taps of the stick. Tassie looks up and bang, it's right on his wood and into the net. Good play.
Finley, play. Who scored 2 goals in his Badgers debut against Augustana in the season opener. Potts his third of the year. Tassie with an assist at 4:14. And the Badgers lead here 1-0 against fourth-ranked Michigan. The Swamico, Wisconsin native Quinn Finley. And the fans remain on their feet. A lot of fans came in here tonight after Wisconsin swept Minnesota. The interest in Badger hockey, the buzz around Wisconsin men's hockey has grown over the last few weeks.
Winning will do that for you.
Yes, it will. 7-1. Again, best start since the 99-2000 season. The Badgers have the puck in their own zone. Cleveland up the middle to Bantle. Badgers have numbers to our left. Bantle across the line. Tried to feather a pass to Stramel off a stick. Charlie goes to get it. Wanted to feed it left side to William Whitelaw. Whitelaw, the freshman from Rosemont, Minnesota. 2 goals, 5 points for him playing right wing with Stramel in the middle and Bantle on the left. Carson with 3 goals this season, all of them game winners. Here's a setup and a falling shot by Marcus Stapa. That went right through the low slot. Out high, Warren sidesteps a man back to the slot and whistles one that goes wide. Wow, what a move by Marshall Warren, the Boston College transfer. Now Draper knocked down along the Badgers' goal line. Pass to the slot. LaPointe canceled out by William Whitelaw. Batted all the way down to the Michigan zone. The goaltender lets it go, just missing the post. Icing on Wisconsin. 5:22 into the opening period. Wisconsin scored on its only shot on goal so far. Quinn Finley at 4:14. It's 1-0. And give Christian Fitzgerald the secondary assist. Tassie the primary.
Backtrack a little bit. You have mentioned where these players are from pretty much every time from Michigan. It's a lot easier to reload with the transfer rule than it used to be.
Yeah, no doubt. And it also helps that USA Hockey is in right in the backyard of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Nice between the legs breakout for Cleveland. Bumped it ahead now for Stramel. Stramel one-on-one with Josh Orico, former Janesville Jets of the North American Hockey League. Stramel threw it toward the net, and now Michigan will come out with it. Here's McGroarty, a left-hander, cutting right, back left, back right. Puck came off his stick. Back behind the net he goes, swings it out to the point. It's Truscott, his shot. Jack Horbach got in the way, the Badgers sophomore, and he picks it up and looks ahead. Oh, he springs Lindmark with a whistling shot blocker side, missed the net. What a pass by Horbach. Shot again, and the stop by Barczewski. Kind of nonchalantly stuck out his left pad on the point shot and left the rebound right out in front of the crease. And Lindmark came hustling in after it before Barczewski covered.
I'm not so sure that either he or the offside defenseman saw Lindmark coming down on the far side. Kind of a ghost out there, but good shot on the breakaway. Great pass by Horbach on the breakaway. And then a good rebound play available for the Badgers. I'm not sure that the Michigan defensemen are used to the big ice and the speed of Bucky.
I know the big ice concerned the Wisconsin coaching staff because of the speed of the Michigan Wolverines. Here's Shifsky now for Michigan. Borlicki on him defensively. Point pass went off a stick and goes wobbling back to the Wolverine zone. And Barczewski paddles it over to the far side, and Tyler Duke, D to D to Casey. Celia pinching in, tried to take the puck from Ernesi. Instead, they turn it over at center, and the Badgers dump it right back down in. Celia throws it to the right corner. DeSaint foul behind Tyler Duke, can't get there. Lead feed to Ernesi, deflected on goal. McClellan stops it and moves it along for Kerr. Stutter step, and up he comes to Finley, who redirects at the red line. They're going to call icing on Wisconsin.
Maybe. He was on the Badger side.
Yep.
Badger side of the red line.
Both skates there, so icing called on the Badgers.
You know, I was going to make this comment early on, and they talk about the speed of defensemen, but defensemen in the Big Ten, WCHA, NCAA hockey have become so much bigger and stronger, and yet Tyler Duke and Seamus Kersey are 5'10 and 5'9, 175 pounds and 180 pounds. They look like killer dwarfs out there.
Nick Moldenauer, only 5'10 right winger, out to the point and Holtz. His long-range shot easily gloved by McClellan, and he hangs on for a faceoff. RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. Faceoff to the left of Kyle McClellan. He stopped all four Michigan shots on goal so far. 1-0 Wisconsin on Quinn Finley's goal at 4:14 of the first period. Michigan's outscored its opponents in the first period heading into tonight's game 10-4.
Ooh.
Off the draw, shot stopped by McClellan. Rebound out to the point. Another blast. McClellan denies Warren. Initial shot came off the stick of Jackson Hallam. And that was a bullet off a faceoff play. Here's TJ Hughes, right-hander. Now turns and faces the net. His shot partially deflected behind the net by Palatichuk. Finley swinging around Hallam up to the near side. Moldenhauer had his pocket picked by Fitzgerald. Backhand pass got through. Run down near side Tassi. Looking cross ice. He finds Finley, who had a chance for two, but his shot went off the stick in the high glass and all the way back to center ice. What a look by Simon Tassi.
They get open for each other. I can see the chemistry on that line is awesome.
Yeah, Fitzgerald, Tassi, and Finley, and now Michigan has iced it. Simon Tassi had one goal, 5 points, and 15 games played as a freshman last year at Minnesota State. He had injured himself in the playoffs in the British Columbia Hockey League postseason the year prior after winning MVP honors. Took him a while to come back, and even in offseason workouts and in September, the coach has wondered if he was fully healthy. But boy, he looks healthy now. He's already got 3 goals and 8 points in 9 games for Simon Tassi, the sophomore from Montreal. And a Montreal Canadiens fan, as you would expect.
Yeah.
Says the Toronto Maple Leafs fan, am I right? Oh, Nazer, nice pass. Finds Truscott, toe drags and shoots one low, missed the net. Oh, Wisconsin's Cleveland came out to play Truscott's shot. And he reached, and Truscott walked right around him and got a good look.
Just undressed him right at the blue, right inside the blue line.
Jacob Truscott, 7 career goals for him. Vancouver Canucks, 5th-round draft choice. Michigan on the attack again. Long-range shot by Orico didn't get through. The Badgers' Whitelaw, far wall of the Wisconsin zone, moves it back to Vorlicki. Mike headmans to Stramel. Slowly passes out to center. Bantle gained the red line. He'll dump it in. The Badgers need to change. Michigan has had the better of play so far, I'd say, Ian. Would you agree?
And they've had more missed chances. There have been some great saves by McClellan, but when they come into the zone 4-on-3 or 3-on-2, even 3-on-3, they're still getting the shot off.
Brindley. Turnaround shot out high. Found the stick of McGroarty. He tried to put it on net. No luck. Badger steal. Here's Owen Lindmark. First game in 5 or 3 weeks for Lindmark. And then he had his pocket picked, and out to center it comes. Lodge pressured a little bit by the forechecking McGroarty. And now it pops free far side. Horbach open. Shoots one. Low stick side. Missed the net. Tyson Dick was running interference in front of the net. Barczewski didn't get a piece of it, but Horbach was open. Here's Jugnauth now, looking for his first goal. Darts off to his right to the hash mark. Stops and looks. Puts it towards the net on goal. Barczewski with a save. Horbach digging for the rebound. Michigan tries to clear. Dick does a nice job to hold. Excellent play by Tyson Dick. The fans like what they see here at the Kohl Center. And now Wisconsin's Lodge will dump it down in. Cruz Lucius after it, after a quick change. Then he's double-teamed and coughed it up. Now Michigan mishandles at the blue line. Kept in by Cilia. Turned over now to Michigan, and here come the Wolverines back the other way. Draper able to chop it in to the Wisconsin zone. Kerr took a bump, able to move it far side to Cilia. He's tied up. Lucius far wall, can't reach it. Bouncing puck, Wisconsin zone. Wolverines have it behind the net. Warren, big defenseman, wanted to wrap around, couldn't. Holtz now. Warren tees one up. Cilia in the way. His stick snapped in half. Ernesty's got it now. Big fella. They call him Big Rig. Out to Warren. His long-range shot off the stick of DeSane Fallon out of play. And that will take us to our media timeout. 9:45 left in the first period. The Wisconsin Badgers ranked fifth in the country, leading fourth-ranked Michigan 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Now at Menards, save big money in your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Get the LED 52-inch Guilford indoor ceiling fan for $44.49 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the 170th meeting between Wisconsin and Michigan. Wolverines lead the all-time series, 89 wins, 66 losses, and 14 ties. Badgers have lost 5 in a row to the Maize and Blues, 7 of the last 8, 14 of the last 17. Last year, Wisconsin went 1-5 against Michigan, won the first game at the Kohl Center in December 6-3, then lost 5 in a row and were outscored in that span 30-14. Last 8 games against Michigan, Wisconsin has allowed 44 goals. That is ridiculous. 5-plus per game, and that's what Michigan is averaging coming in to tonight's affair.
You know, you look at their top line, and I have said this every year since I started back doing this. Hockey players are coming from every place.
Yep.
Gavin Brindley, Florida. McGroarty, Nebraska. I was like, seriously, folks?
There's good junior hockey in Nebraska. Love to see a D1 hockey team there someday at the University of Nebraska. Of course, Nebraska Omaha. Fitzgerald almost sprung Tassie, who got behind the defenseman Truscott. But the pass just out of reach. Finley can't hold out to center ice, it comes. These two teams played a very entertaining Big Ten playoff series last year in Ann Arbor. Badgers lost 6-5 in overtime and then 7-4 in the finale. Had the lead late in the series opener, and Mackie Samuskevich scored with 25 seconds left, and then they win in OT. Badgers were down 4-1 in game two, rallied to tie it, and then Michigan scored 3 goals in the final 2.5 minutes of regulation, and that was it for the season. Badgers only 10 wins a year ago. Tony Granato dismissed his head coach along with his staff. That's when Mike Hastings and Todd Canott, Nick Oliver, and Kevin Murdoch came in, and the Badgers off to a 7-1 start. They're 2-0 in the Big Ten. Went 6-18 in league play a year ago. Michigan in its own zone trying to exit. Frank Nazar, Chicago Blackhawks first-round draft choice, able to lift it out to center. Cleveland in a stick battle now with Nazar. Puck found its way to the forward, Shifsky. And now Nazar's got it back. Shifsky wide open slot. He scores. Breakdown in the Badgers' defensive zone. McClellan had no chance. Garrett Shifsky, the freshman from Andover, Minnesota, pulls Michigan even.
It seemed like an innocent play because once Cleveland took the man into the corner, it was going to be a one-on-one battle. And before Cleveland even could get there, he just fired a pass right out in front. Bang, done. And the Badger defenseman on the far side was standing in front of the goaltender, and there were two Michigan forwards actually standing in the deep slot. So unprotected, covered up the line of sight for the goaltender. Good goal, easy goal for Michigan.
Frank Nazar gets the primary assist on Garrett Shifsky's fourth goal of the season. He's got 9 points in 9 games in his collegiate career. Shifsky, the former Waterloo Blackhawk, scored 28 goals in each of the last 2 seasons in the United States Hockey League. That's impressive. And now the Badgers have iced the puck.
I remember talking to P.K. O'Hanley, the general manager in Waterloo, and I said, what's with this Shifsky kid? And he goes, he's pretty shifty. I was like, okay, I've had enough of your dry humor, P.K. I'm going.
Funny. Face off to the left of McClellan, won by the Badgers. Jugnauth tried to get it past the point man. Casey held it for a second, but DeSaint Thal bumped him off the puck, and the Badgers able to dump it into the Michigan zone. Barczewski moves it near side. They turn it over on the wall. Jugnauth spins it back left corner to right. Pinching in is Vorlicky behind the net. Intended for DeSaint Thal. Puck slid under his stick. That allowed McGroarty to get it. Lifts it out to center. Brought down with a stick by Dylan Duke. Then he lost it. Back checking was Jugnauth. He lost it. Taken by Duke. Now a shot by McGroarty moving McClellan to his right. He got his pad on it, making the stop. He stopped 7 of 8 shots so far from Michigan. 1-1 game, 7:40 to go in the first. Rutger McGroarty, 3 goals, 9 points in 4 games against Wisconsin a year ago. Preseason All-Big Ten honoree, honorable mention All-Big Ten as a freshman last season. Puck out high. Turnaround shot by DeSaint Thal brought the goaltender up out of his crouch, but that shot well over the crossbar. Lodge good work along the near wall to keep it alive in the attacking zone for Wisconsin. Turns, tries to hit Lindmark behind the net. No luck. Kara pinches in right wing. Ran into a double team. Gets support from Lindmark. He's defended by LaPointe. Throws it to the point, and Lodge tried to refeed Lindmark. Horbach knocked to his knees. Michigan picks it up. Draper tries to clear. Lodge in the way. Holds the zone. Dick now shoots one outside the left circle, blocked by LaPointe, who seemed to be wounded by that shot. Dick double teamed. Badgers pull it free. Horbach looking, pressured by Estapa. Horbach skating goal line left, puts it in front. Lindmark scores. What a beautiful play by Jack Horbach to Owen Lindmark. It's 2-1 Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, if that one makes it to ESPN, it'll be a da-da-da-da-da type goal because Lindmark put it way up on the top shelf where Grandma keeps the good cookies. Oh, he went sky high. There wasn't a lot of room up there over the right shoulder of the goaltender, and he just went sky high with it. Beautiful, beautiful goal. But give credit to Horbach because not only did he retrieve the puck way out at the blue line, but he beat about 3 people to get down there and make that open pass.
Jack Horbach gets the primary assist. The sophomore from Naperville setting up another Naperville native. Fifth-year centerman Owen Lindmark in his 112th game. Potts' his 18th career goal. Third this season. The Badgers have regained the lead. Moldenhauer works in the slot. Backdoor pass intended for T.J. Hughes behind him. Moldenhauer would have been better served to shoot the puck. He was on his backhand. Big right-hander looking again to put it in front of the net. Taken by Palatichuk for Wisconsin. Tassi can't clear. Hughes keeps it alive. Pulled free by Fitzgerald. Line pass, blue line. Intercepted by Casey. Backside right, Moldenhauer. That pass out of his reach. The Badgers' Palatichuk now has it. Moves it ahead to Finley. He's tied up by Seamus Casey. Stick battle on the near wall. There's Moldenhauer. Had his pocket picked by Palatichuk and thrown out to center ice. Lindmark from Horbach and Tyson Dick at 13-20. It's 2-1 Wisconsin. Tyson Dick, second point as a Badger. Been in the lineup now the last five games after the injury to Owen Lindmark in Bemidji a few weeks back. Here's Wisconsin Cilia. Tries to turn on the Jets. Rubbed off nicely by Marshall Warren, the big defenseman. But now Cilia steals and throws it through the middle of the ice, hoping to hit the cutting William Whitelaw, but it carried all the way out to center, and Kerr had to hustle back to get it, and the Badgers refeed the offensive end. Cilia working with Whitelaw and Bantle right now. Charlie Stramel had centered this line to start out. I'm wondering if Charlie may have re-aggravated his lower body injury. He was slow to come off the ice the last time I saw him. Here's Michigan's Ernesty at 6'2", 205 pounds. And he needs to get a break. Gives the puck to Tyler Duke. Drop pass, Brindley. Comes in right side. He roofed it over the blocker of McClellan with speed. Gavin Brindley, the first-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets, untouched right wing. And he zipped one over the right shoulder of McClellan. We're back to even.
We're back to even, and obviously Gavin Brindley knew where he was going with that puck. As soon as McClellan went down, he went top shelf on the blocker side. But the Badgers guilty of getting caught in a shift change. There's not much they could do with it. I felt sorry, to be honest with you, for Anthony Kerr, because he was kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Do I take the shooter or do I try and intercept the pass? And ends up getting neither.
Brindley, who's shooting 32% this season from the field.
That'll work.
Buries the shot at 15:07 from Tyler Duke, and it's a 2-2 hockey game.
If he was hitting 32% in the Major League Baseball, he'd be making a gazillion dollars.
Yes, he would be. Here's Brindley again, little right-hander. And then rubbed off by Joe Palatichuk, the freshman defenseman. Muffed behind the net by Ben Dexheimer. Double-teamed, able to bump it along now for Palatichuk, who took a shoulder from Brindley. The Badgers eventually force it out to center. Seamus Casey now, second-round pick of the New Jersey Devils a couple of years ago. 29 points as a freshman defenseman, 8 goals. Preseason All-Big Ten honoree and made the All-Freshman squad last season, did Casey. He's fun to watch. He's got a 13-game point scoring streak dating back to last season as well. Stramel is back on the ice now, Ian. Stramel working for the time being with Lucius and Tyson Dick, but here comes Horbach now, and Lucius fell down as he tried to get over the shelf and onto the Badgers bench. Behind the net, Dexheimer tumbles down. Holtz trying to hold. Dick able to poke it out to center. Michigan will regroup. 2-2 game, 3:25 to go until the first intermission. Poke check at center by Horbach to the stick of Stramel. Can't reach it. Taken away, Truscott. Truscott comes in all alone right side. Shoots one low, glove side, missed the net. Second time that Jacob Truscott's had a chance in tight. Second time he's missed the target.
Dexheimer and Palatichuk are just gassed.
Dexheimer's still out there. Breakout pass to Stramel. Muffed it a bit. Able to pass ahead to Tassie, but he couldn't send it deep. And then Warren now back in the Michigan zone. Headmans for Jackson Hallam. Rolls down to the Wisconsin end. Vorlicki tied up by TJ Hughes. Vorlicki then tied up Hughes, preventing him from getting to the puck. A penalty-free first period. We've got 4 goals so far.
We've had a significant amount of good body checks and some back checks that are questionable, but you're right. Nobody's been in the sin bin.
And tenacious forechecking from both clubs. At center, Brady Cleveland works through a triple team. Got it ahead to Finley. Couldn't get it deep. Warren's now got it to Tyler Duke, and he flipped it right to the left hand of Fitzgerald, who knocked it down to the wall, and then he back out to center. Kerr, quick change. He dumps it back in. Delayed offside on Fitzgerald. Now he's going at it with Tyler Duke at center ice. Here's Shifsky now. Scored the first goal for Michigan. Tried to place it to the corner and beat Lodge there, but Daniel pivoted nicely and got to the puck and sent it back to center. Whitelaw almost stripped it from behind from Casey. Taken by Moldenhauer. Right-hander skates ahead, looking left wing, finds a man. Shifsky shoots one and hit the near post. Oh, that was a blistering shot that beat McClellan clean, but rung the iron. Taken by Whitelaw. Badgers come ahead. Cilia runs into Casey, who plants him to the ice. No penalty call. Kerr leans his body into the man at neutral ice, freeing the puck for the Badgers, and Whitelaw just a bit off balance and got bumped offside by Truscott. Cilia had just stepped across offside on the Badgers. 1:36 to go here in period number one. It's Wisconsin 2 and Michigan 2.
I've always said that that is the toughest call for a referee to make. Was that interference that pushed him offside or a good play? I mean, it's such a hair-raising rule for coaches and players, but once you know the tone of the game as set by the referees, then it becomes easier.
Yeah. Badgers go D to D. Dexheimer up the far wall. Lucius mishandles. Bouncing around at neutral ice, and Cruz now has it. Lucius, the sophomore, 5 goals, 7 points for Wisconsin. 2 goals and an assist in the Minnesota series. Here's DeSaint Fowl, who potted a pair in that Thursday night win at Mariucci. Lynn Mark, who scored a goal here tonight for Wisconsin in his first game back in a few weeks. Palatichuk behind the net. Under a minute to go in the period, 2-2 game. Here's DeSaint Fowl to the point. Lindmark's shot went off the stick of Dylan Duke, knocked it out of his hands and carried over the top of the cage. Out to Dexheimer, looking left wing. Lindmark, one-timer, sliding save made by Barczewski. And then off the glass, it takes a funky bounce and out to center ice, and the Badgers gobble it up there. Here's Lindmark now, trying to work on Steven Holtz, thinks better of it and spins it down to the corner. 30 seconds left in the first period, 2-2 game. Badgers led 1-0, then Michigan tied it. Badgers led 2-1, and then Michigan tied it.
I'm hoping that's a goal and into the third period. That'll be the same case.
Fitzgerald reaches behind the Michigan net, can't play it cleanly. Holtz skates it up and then heaves it out and just iced the puck, and the Badgers will get an offensive zone faceoff with 10.9 seconds to go in the period. American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Face off to the right of Jake Barczewski, three-time all-conference goaltender in Atlantic Hockey with Canisius. Good size fellow too, 6'1", 180. Draw one by Fitzgerald, but Tassie couldn't reach. Canceled out by TJ Hughes. It goes down Wisconsin's way. Jugnauth will chase it down. He'll stand behind his own net. Horn sounds, and that's it for the opening period. Two apiece after one. Wisconsin 2, Michigan 2 in this top five matchup at the Kohl Center. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the #1 cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Well, an entertaining first period, as you might expect from the 4th and 5th ranked teams in the country. Wisconsin scored first. Quinn Finley on a beautiful backdoor feed from Simon Tassie. Christian Fitzgerald, the secondary assist at 4:14. Finley, his 3rd goal of the year for the freshman, 1-0 Wisconsin. It remained that way until Garrett Shifsky finished a pass from Frank Nazar at 11:31. Shifsky's 4th of the year. It made it 1-1. Badgers answered back less than 2 minutes later. Excellent work by Jack Horbach to set up Owen Lindmark for his 3rd goal of the season. Tyson Dick with a helper. That came at 13:20. But 90 seconds later, Gavin Brindley down the right wing beat McClellan clean for his 8th goal in 9 games this season. They gave Tyler Duke the lone assist at 15:07. 2-2 after 1. Michigan 9 shots on goal. Wisconsin 6. Barczewski 4 saves. McClellan 7. No penalties in that opening period. Badgers won 10 of 17 faceoffs. Puck possession so important against Michigan.
Yeah, it is. And I guess the one thing that I can honestly say is that the intensity for both teams, both ways. Offensively, they just come like they're shot out of a chute, and then all of a sudden defensively they bury their head and start back checking as hard as they possibly can. It's good to see that intensity in both ends of the ice,
Not a lot of dirty play by any stretch of the imagination. And skill will take over here. And at 2-2, skill's reared its ugly head.
Yeah, it's been beautiful to watch. A lot of fun to watch. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 2. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
If you're scoring along with us at home, give Josh Earnessy a secondary assist on Gavin Brindley's goal at 15:07 that made it 2-2. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 2. Michigan State a 3-0 lead at Ohio State after two periods of play, and Minnesota out to an early 2-0 lead on Minnesota Duluth in a non-conference series at Mariucci Arena. Need to take another break. Back in 2.5 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin 2, Michigan 2. Ian, what would you like to see the Badgers shore up a little bit?
First and third line, I would like to see them score. If you look at the scoring, it's the second and fourth line who got the two goals for the Badgers. I don't think that Michigan is going to let that top line of Lucius, Cilia, and DeSaint Phil loose for very much. They got to figure out a way to get loose and get some opportunities.
Yep. Badgers and Michigan tied at two here at the Kohl Center, where the lower bowl is full, the second deck pretty much full as well, and they're going to open the upper deck for the series finale tomorrow night at 6. Second period's coming up. That's your American Family Insurance first intermission report. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. First top five game played here at the Kohl Center since February of 2010. And the last time these two teams were in the top five and played each other, second-ranked Wisconsin won at top-ranked Michigan 3-2 in November of 2005 in the old College Hockey Showcase. Goals for the Badgers, Findlay and Lindmark. Shifsky and Brindley have scored for the Maize in blue. It's 2-2 as we start period number two in the second period faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt.
Interesting. Just talking, we were just discussing with Bill Brophy. We may be out of here by 8:15 if it took 27 minutes to play the first period. That's incredible. Very few whistles, no penalties, no controversy.
Michigan wins the draw, dumps it in. Shifsky on the near side, flung it through the slot. No one home for Michigan. Wolverines moving around to the near side. Truscott pinches down. The team captain for Michigan able to fend off the check from Lucius. Kerr comes to help. Puck squirts free. David Cilia with it now. Cilia with Ernesty on his backside. One hands a pass ahead to D. St. Foul near the Michigan bench. D. St. Foul took a pretty good hit from Marshall Warren, 6 feet, 195. And then the Wolverines dump it in, get a change. Badgers on the puck quickly. Lucius bumps it ahead. Did not reach David Cilia. Reaching for it is McGroarty, and he sweeps it back deep. McClellan stops, looks over his right shoulder, goes back left where he has support from DeSane Fowle. He'll pitchfork it out to center, brought down by Seamus Casey. Nudged it past Lucius, who's had a long shift here to start the second period. Loose at the Michigan blue line. Kerr trying to jam it free. Dylan Duke there from Michigan. McGroarty, Lucius. Lucius comes out of there with it. Then had it pulled from behind. It slides back towards Wisconsin zone, and Lotch will get there before McGroarty does. And Lotch angles his way to the right, plays it ahead to Lucius, who coughed it up. Michigan on the attack. Duke half boards left, goal line left. Lucius got his stick into Duke's hands, lost his stick. Penalty coming up. Near side shot, Brindley. It went off the near iron, and a whistle blows as Wisconsin's Lotch has it, and a penalty on Wisconsin's Cruz Lucius for hooking, and Michigan will go on the power play. Michigan's power play this season better than 41%. Only Western Michigan's power play is better at 44%.
Those are numbers you dream about as a coach and probably as a player too. Cruz Lucius, but let's recap what happened here. That same unit of five was caught out on the ice for a minute and 30 seconds. Yeah. And at the pace of this game, that's not physically possible.
Michigan 17 of 41 on the power play this season, went 7 of 13 in its sweep against Lindenwood last weekend, 6 of 9 on Saturday when the Wolverines had two shorthanded goals. Owen Lindmark, excellent work on the near wall to poke it past the point man Truscott, who then tripped up Lindmark, who was trying to hustle after the loose puck down into the Michigan zone. No penalty call. Horbach and Lindmark on the penalty kill. Steal by Horbach on a lazy pass by Truscott. He sidesteps. Moldenauer feeds in front to Lindmark, an aerial pass. I think Owen got a piece of it. It went right to the lap of the goaltender Barczewski, and he hangs on. Very nice work by Jack Horbach and Owen Lindmark on the penalty kill.
He gave the feint along the boards, and both Michigan players went by him. Lindmark just sneaking in the back door, and Horbach seeing that just feathered a pass across, and I'm pretty sure that you're right, that Lindmark did get a piece of it, and the goaltender was able to squeeze it between the pillows.
That'd be four shots on goal for Lindmark already tonight. Badgers on the PK, 88%. They've given up four power play goals and 33 chances against. They had won the defensive zone face or offensive zone faceoff, but DeSaint Fowle turned it over. Now it's back Wisconsin's way, and Vorlicki able to lift it out to center ice. TJ Hughes now slides it back to Brindley. Michigan on the power play for another 70 seconds. A 2-2 game early second period here in Madison. Swung down low right Duke. It went between his legs. He retrieves below the goal line. To the point, Casey. Now Brindley with it. Outside the left circle. Goal line left, Hughes. Back to Brindley. Brindley walks to the dot. Back down to Hughes. Off his stick behind the net. Vorlicki, Palatichuk. Cilia, DeSaint Fowle on the PK. Good hustle by Casey. Swings it left side. Brindley sets and fires. Stopped by McClellan. Rebound there. Hughes couldn't bat it home. Badgers trying to dig it free. They do. And DeSan Fowle sends it down. Sometimes your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. And McClellan there made the stop and then got some help.
Held his ground very, very well. And the rebound was put onto a Badger stick, not a Michigan stick.
Casey, two of his four goals have come on the power play. Tried to slalom through a pair of Badgers, but ran into Lodge after Horbach slowed his progress. Wisconsin's Kerr takes it away. Slowly skates into the Michigan zone and dumps it behind the net. Lindmark there looking for it. Moved it along for Horbach. He got a little bit deep out to center. Kerr will tee it up from there with the Badgers offside on goal. And it's stopped by the netminder Barcheski. And here comes Michigan. Marcus Stoppa, big left-handed centerman, 6'2", 206, and he rifles one wide. And then LaPointe plays it to the point. The Badgers out of the box, Lucius, as Wisconsin's killed off the penalty to Lucius. So the Wolverines 0-for-1 on the power play. The puck had been deflected out of play, and a faceoff coming up down in the Badger zone. 16:25 to go in the second, a 2-2 game.
And to recap the power play for Michigan, a couple of good perimeter shots, but nothing in tight, nothing one-timer, anything like that. Badgers did a good job of staying under control and going after loose pucks and winning those loose puck battles.
Faceoff to McClellan's left, won by Michigan. They work a faceoff play. Turnaround shot by Shifsky. Went off the stick behind the net, and then it trickled to the left of McClellan. He got to the post, and Ernesty there trying to whack it in a physical battle with Ben Dexheimer. Ernesty, a large young man, got the shot on goal, and McClellan made the stop and got a faceoff.
Yeah, that's one of those times when Ben Dexheimer at 5'10", 170 pounds, is at a physical disadvantage, and you just got to use leverage to your advantage.
Ernesty at 6'2", 205, had 14 goals and 21 points as a freshman at St. Thomas last year, also had 54 penalty minutes, and then he transferred to Michigan. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Tassie, rink wide to Dexheimer, ahead to Finley. He deflects into the offensive zone. After it there, Casey, forechecking is Fitzgerald. Puck pop free, and Nazar has it for Michigan. Able to get it past Cleveland deep into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer hustled after it, but it scores back behind the Wisconsin net. Good check by Fitzgerald on Shifsky. And then Tyler Duke can't handle it the blue line, and Ernesty has to hustle back into the Michigan zone. Pestered by Finley, lobbed ahead. Breakaway Nazar. He'll shoot one stop, and another save by McClellan on the rebound. Oh, Nazar sprung free, got behind the Badgers defense, and McClellan, two huge stops. Long lead feed. Finley will get to the hash marks and wash out icing, but he can't catch up to the puck. And the goaltender Barcheski moved in far side. Nazar throws it all the way back the other way, and Wisconsin's Palatichuk after it, and the Badgers break out ahead. Here's Whitelaw stopping across the blue line. Dumps it to the corner and Bantle now. Warren on him. Marshall Warren, minus two in the first period for Michigan. Here's Whitelaw, left wing. Turns and looks slot. Bantle with it. Tried to fire, but Warren got in his way. Puck came free, and they spring a man again. Here comes Tanner Rowe in, partially on a break. Big save by McClellan again with a right pad. Badgers in transition, 3-on-2. Bantle trying to get around Holtz. No luck. Takes it to the corner. Whitelaw fighting for position in front of the net. Bantle finds Stramel. Back to Bantle. His shot, not much on it. Canceled out by Rowe, and then lifted back to center in Wisconsin's Lodge. Has it there, and he'll dump it in. Wow, end-to-end action
Whitelaw
here in Madison. Yeah. 14 and a half minutes left, second period. Badgers 2, Michigan 2. Here comes Tanner Rowe from Copper Country. The UP shot by Rowe right wing. McClellan saw it all the way, stopped it and covered. 16 shots on goal for Michigan. They've potted a pair. The Badgers only 7 shots on goal so far tonight. Only one in the first 5.5 minutes of the second period. We're even at 2.
Michigan's last 5 shots all on breakaways. that was a little too much wide open NBA types offense and defense in that one. I'm sure both coaches are going, oh, don't let that happen again.
Badgers top line out there. Ian asking for this trio to get something done here offensively. They win the defensive zone faceoff. Cilia with some space. Headmans to DeSaint Fowle. Casey with a read. Flipped ahead. DeSaint Fowle, who got upended near the Badger bench. We play on. Good breakout by the Badgers, but then they turn the puck over. Michigan goes D to D. They like going up the far wing wall, and they do. They try to break out. Dylan Duke, no luck the first time. Finally got it ahead to McGroarty. Can't find the puck. It's caught up in his legs. Sweater. And now it's picked up by Brindley. Backpedaling to the point, and Casey sidesteps Lucius. He stays right with him, and a pass towards the slot off the body or stick of McGroarty, and it goes up into the protective netting, stopping play. 13:43 to go here in the second. We're tied at two. Hey, fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. The first of 8 out of 10 at home for the Wisconsin Badgers.
It's a nice change from the 6 out of 8 on the road.
Yes, sir. But not a bad road trip. 5-1, the only loss, 2-0 at North Dakota, one of the top 5 teams in the country. Hit 5 posts against the Fighting Hawks, hit the goalie in the head 5 times, just couldn't find a way to get the puck in the back of the net against Nodak. Here's Michigan on the attack. Here's TJ Hughes setting and shooting, and it's knocked free, and now somehow McClellan cupped the puck out of the net on a quick snapshot by Hallam, and the Badgers in transition again. Horbach scoops it ahead. Lindmark can't pull it off the wall. Now he does and slides it behind the net. Dick puts it in front for Lindmark, and it was chopped at and deflected near side. Pinching Palatichuk, but the puck slides out to center. Vorlicki's got it now. Here's Mike through the center circle. Team captain dumps it in and chases it down. Moves it to the right corner. Finley looks over his left shoulder and passed
right
one
idea.
Intended for Vorlicki, was cutting right circle. And Tassie was right in the slot, but the puck split both of them.
Atta
and all
baby.
The way back to the Wisconsin zone, where McClellan lead feed Tassie. Canceled out near side by Ernesty. Puck taken away by Nazar. 3-on-3. Ernesty's shot found the stick of Shipsky near the net. And a whistle stopping play, and I think a late offside call on the Wolverines. Fans don't like what's going on. There's a Badger down near the penalty box to our right. I did not see who that was, but trainer Andy Rohde hustling over, and Simon Tassie's down. No penalty called, however. The referees will meet at center ice to discuss. And Tassie is given the referee, Jake Rakuki, a piece of his mind right now. Jonathan Sitarski and Jake Rakuki are the referees. Jonathan Morrison and Jonathan Sladek are the linesmen. 3 of the men in stripes tonight, first name Jonathan. But they're all numbered now, so we know which one is which. Tassie is now up, and he appears to be okay, but he is still barking at the men in stripes. 2-2 game, 12 and a half minutes left here, second period, faceoff to the right of McClellan. Boy,
because the whole play was right at the blue line up against the boards,
yep,
and he ended up going down. I never got a chance to see A, who hit him,
nope,
or B, if there was an interference call or a high sticking call that was justified. But play goes down, and injured player, they blew the face off to the Badgers' advantage, actually, because it would have been 5-on-4 down low.
Whitelaw's moved in for Tassie on the right wing of Fitzgerald's line, and Christian able to win the draw. Finley chipped it past Holtz. Good hustle, though, by Shifsky to beat Finley to the puck, and then Whitelaw takes it away. He turns back left wing, offensive zone. Backside pass for Finley. Made it through. Fitzgerald grabbed it, played it to the point. Oh, Daniel Lodge with some nifty stick handling. The big defenseman. Learned that from Ian Perrin.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Lodge off the wall. Hooked. Gets a backhander off. It goes wide. After it, Fitzgerald protects the puck to the point in Vorlicki. Man falls down, slot, shot, low, missed the net. Holtz now has it. Spins it far side to Ernesty, and he'll come out of the Michigan zone. 11:50 to go, second period, 2-2 game. Puck across Shifsky, slot, shot, blocked by Wisconsin's Vorlicki. He's able to nudge it out to center. Good play.
Yeah, but Bantle was wide open up there, and Vorlicki just didn't have a stick anymore.
Lost his stick, got knocked down in the process. Now with his skates, he kicks the puck for Lodge, who reaches away from two Wolverines, able to bank it to center. Whitelaw now tried to move it off for Bantle, and it was knocked free and delayed offside called on Michigan. 11:29 to go, second period. We're still even. Wherever you may be, listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game on the free Varsity Network app, available at the App Store.
Well, if anybody would like to look up the definition of bandwagon hockey or fire wagon hockey,
yeah,
all they have to do is watch this game. Holy cow, there have been a lot of open breaks. And again, you know, you talked in the interview before the game with Coach Hastings, and you said, "Is run and gun."
Yeah.
Well, this is run and gun right here in the second period. First period was not so much, but this period was whoever's got the fastest can make those breakout passes all the way down. Good for you.
Wisconsin won the faceoff, dumped it in. Stramel's out there with Bantle and DeSaint Fowl for the time being. Nazar's got it, though. Actually, that's a stop at 94, and he flips it out to center. Kerr tries to protect with a point on his backside. Bantle had it, lost it to Estapa. Pushed back into the Wisconsin zone, and Jugnauth goes to get it for the Badgers. Tyson Jugnauth, fourth-round draft choice of the Seattle Kraken. 3 goals, 7 points in 6 games against Michigan last year. Almost half his points came against the Wolverines. Here's a stop at deflecting into the Badgers' end. McClellan will paddle it over to the near side and Kerr. Calling for it, DeSaint Fowl at the Michigan blue line. But he had just come across the line to receive the pass. And because it came from the Wisconsin zone, that's where the faceoff will go to the right of Kyle McClellan. Doesn't look like the top line is clicking at the moment. Cilia with DeSaint Fowl and Lucius.
So they've made a couple changes, I think. A lot of that may be because of fatigue. I'm not 100% sure that he's juggling the lines or mixing people up, but Matty DeSaint Fowl out there on the last time with on the last line, excuse me, with who was he with this? Carson Bantle and yeah. Can't remember who the center iceman was, but we're back to the big boys now.
Here's Tyler Duke behind the Michigan net trying to wall off Tyson Dick on the forecheck. Duke comes out of there with it. Dick lost an edge and trailing now. Stick handling Brindley, cut off by Palatichuk. They throw it to the point, KC.